We afflicted Pharaoh's people with several years of famine and shortages of fruit so that they might come to their senses. But whenever they had good times, they said, "It is our due." And whenever evil befell them, they ascribed that bad luck to Musa and those with him. Behold, in fact, their misfortune was in the hands of Allah, yet most of them do not know. They said to Musa, "No matter what sign you may bring to us to put your magic spell, we are not going to believe you." So we plagued them with storms, locusts, lice, frogs and blood, clear-cut signs, yet they persisted in their arrogance, for they were a criminal nation. Every time the plague befell them, they said, "O Musa, pray for us to your Rabb, as he has made the promise with you. If you help remove the plague from us, we shall truly believe in you and send the children of Israel with you." But every time we removed the plague from them, and the appointed time for the release of the children of Israel came, lo, they broke their promise. Therefore, we inflicted retribution on them and drowned them in the sea, for they denied our signs and became heedless of them. Thus we made the nation which was oppressed the inheritors of the eastern and western lands which we had blessed. That is how fair the promise of your Rabb was fulfilled for the children of Israel, because they had endured with patience. And we leveled to the ground the great works and fine buildings which Pharaoh and his nation erected with such pride. We made the children of Israel cross the Red Sea. On their way they came across a people who were worshipping their idols. They said, "O Musa, fashion for us an Ilah, a god for worship like the gods of these people." He replied, "You are indeed a very ignorant people. Don't you realize that these people are following, and this following of theirs is doomed to destruction, and their deeds are in vain?" He further said, "Should I seek for you a god for worship other than Allah, when it was He who exalted you above all the worlds? And while Allah says, 'Remember that we rescued you from the people of Pharaoh, who subjected you to cruel torment, putting your sons to death and sparing your women.' And in that condition of slavery, there was a great trial from your Rabb."